Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram, the It's Possible Guy, and also at my website, josephanderson.co. And today's episode 211. And if this is your first time listening, this podcast is basically just about shaking off all the rules and, you know, those type of things in the world and just living your life, regardless whether you're single, regardless of anything, just living your life so you're happy. And the title of this episode is, what if you could create each day your way? Now, I love this song by Sinatra, My Way. It's actually become a favorite to sing at karaoke nights for me. Why? Well, it kind of falls really well into my range. And the second reason is because, Sinatra was an interesting guy. I actually read his biography a little while ago, and he didn't have the greatest life. I mean, he was constantly frustrated. He was constantly, insecure about his looks, but he went forward and just did it anyways. You know, and I love the idea of that song that he did his life his way. And I think sometimes we get into the dogmas and everything of the world. It's just kind of like, I don't know, we take on all these rules that people kind of force upon us. When you think about it, like from the time you're a little kid, you are indoctrinated in a way of life. You really are. You know, you go to school at a certain time and you leave at a certain time. If you're late, there's punishments. And sometimes you even have to stay later. Like, and this continues all through school. Now, if you are not in school, they will literally, like, well, at least according to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, they'll actually send somebody out, a truancy officer, to get you. Like, and to check on you. Now, I've never had that happen. I actually, like, you know, for the most part, no, I didn't love school. Who am I kidding? There were times that I did. But anyways, I digress. But anyway, so we have been told, hey, you know, you're in school from 8 to 3 every day. You get, you know, and you have to not only do you have to be on time for school in general, you have to be on time for every single class or you get in trouble. You know, in our junior high years ago, many years ago, you actually had to get these stupid little stamps in every single class. So you had to be on time, you had to have your homework done. I mean, all these little things. And if you did not get your stamp, you went to detention. Now, I honestly can't remember if I ever did. That wasn't, you know, really my thing. But like, yeah. You know, and so I'm thinking in my head right now, because I do, guys, I have a hard time at times, you know, understanding and realizing, oh, Joseph, you have your entire day. You know, other than when you have clients at specific times, you get to choose how you live your life. You know, and so, the insight I'm having right now is like, well, why? Because for me, it really is. It's, oh my goodness, if I have plans, if I have schedules, oftentimes it's, oh man, I'm a few minutes late, or this ran over, or this, or, you know, and so who knows? There may be something to that of back in school, we not only had to be there for every, you know, at school on time, we had to be to every single class on time, you know, and we had very little, I mean, you had what, 10 minutes to get from one class to another? Just class after class after class. And I mean, hey, when you're in elementary school, you get breaks and, you know, you get recess and all that fun stuff. But once you're at a junior high, they're like, nope. I mean, basically the only form of recess you got was PE, you know, which was fun. But yeah, even in elementary school, you'd have recess and, you know, the younger grades, you'd have playtime, and it's almost like, I don't know, many classes kind of squeeze all the fun out of life. you know, and it's all about intensity. And anyways, I digress. So my point is, they've been telling us what to do for years, you know, and that does, and that continues in college. Now, college is a little like they care a little bit less, but even then, like if you want to be on time, you have certain times to be there, you know. So we go through this entire system of indoctrination for our entire life. Now, I'm not meaning religious wise, like I love my faith and all that stuff. I'm just meaning like school wise, we've been told what to do. You know, and you know, and you can't be late. So when we do have free days, and I don't know if this is something you guys ever struggle with either, but for me, it can. It can be a battle of like, oh my goodness, what do I want to do in this time? What do I want to do in this time? And I'm either like generally overly scheduled or underscheduled or somewhat scheduled. You know, and even as I'm saying these things out loud, it's like, well, some days I am and some days I'm not. So back to my question, what if you could create each day your way? You know, I want to share with you guys something here. This is a beautiful quote by a Scottish mystic that I've mentioned many times named Sidney Banks. And he says, "It is forgiveness that allows you to see today as a new experience." Actually, I'm going to go back even a little bit further. So, love and forgiveness. Love and understanding harmonize the mind of humanity to its true inner nature. What you give in life is what you receive. To give love is to receive love. A mind full of love and good feelings can never go wrong. Love and forgiveness go hand in hand. Without them, life is encumbered by ill feelings and unhappiness. Judging your own faults or the faults of others leads to unhappiness. A mind that dwells in non-judgment is a contented mind. You know, I think about my little nephew who just, you know, he's 7 years old and just gives me an outpouring of love. Even seeing him for a few minutes in a day can totally make my day. Why? Because honestly, he's probably one of the only people in my life that doesn't judge me. He just loves me for who I am. You know? And I love that. No, I am definitely guilty of judging others for their faults as well. And you know, he goes on to say, "Forgiveness is divine and has wonderful effects on our lives. Forgiveness is a powerful remedy to clear thoughts of negative memories. It frees us from the emotional prisons of our past, providing opportunities to start life anew." I just love that part right there. All of us hold ourselves in these things, these emotional prisons of our past, instead of just forgiving ourselves. My goodness, if I could tell you guys how hard I am on myself at times, like most times. But it's never been helpful. You know, if Heavenly Father wants to chastise you, He will, and you will know it. But most often what I see is I am so much harder on myself than He ever would be. You know, and it's like I've mistaken, you know, kind of this commandment of, yeah, be a good person and do the best you can to, oh my goodness, every single thing that I do wrong, He's going to get mad at me for. You know, and the way I look at my life, or my relationship with Heavenly Father, or vice versa, His with me, the best representation I've found of that is like thinking of my nieces and nephews. When my nieces and nephews, you know, do whatever they do, like there's nothing they can do that would make me not love them or want to talk to them or care about them. Now there's choices they could make that could, you know, limit their agency in life. You know, if heaven forbid one of them did something, you know, super crazy and, you know, ended up in jail, like that would be awful. You know, but it would never take away any of my love for them. There's nothing they could do that would make me not love them. In the same way with us, there's nothing that we can do that would make Heavenly Father not love us. And so I just love that line in there. It frees us from the emotional prisons of our past, providing opportunities to start life anew. You know, when I heard that earlier today, at first I was thinking, you know, you start off a new day. And my mentor helped me to see, Joseph, you can start off this moment new. Sometimes I think I need a nap or I think I need something else to start off anew. I don't. I just can start off anew every single moment. And it says, forgiveness brings forth peace of mind. Without forgiveness, the road through life is paved with doubt and misery. An unforgiving mind burdens one with negative thoughts, holding on to yesterday's hurts. It contaminates and prevents the thinker from living a happy life now. It is forgiveness that allows you to see today as a new experience. God has already forgiven you for yesterday's mistakes. So why don't you forgive yourself? To dwell on past trials and tribulations is to deny the moment. If you live in the past, you can never find happiness. You are trying to live in a reality that no longer exists. Okay, I think I've gotten totally away from what we originally were talking about. Aside from if we can forgive ourselves, we can create our day however we want to. We can have whatever experience we want to in our lives. So what if you had permission to create your day any way that you wanted to? And what if you could just start experimenting and playing and not being so harsh on yourself? And what if you could start noticing and be like, wait, I tell people that, oh yes, I am always in my head about this time thing. And then you come on and do a podcast and you realize, actually, I'm not. At times I am. It's like, okay, well, there's times I am, there's times I'm not. Let's just start living my life my way. You know, the way that I feel, you know, guided and led to live. The way I know to live and the way I want to live. And understand that any thought that's taking you away from the moment, the beautiful present moment that you're in, is just that leprechaun. And all you got to do is notice, oh, well. And the leprechaun's, that's trying to take that thought away. Just let it go. Let it go and be in that beautiful present moment and cool things will happen. And again, if you do have your own freedom and flexibility, start creating your days the way that you want them to be. And just experiment and see how it goes and learn from it. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back. And go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co. And in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says, apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.